2002, Thursday night, Chavis Halvavos, Shari Yichud HaMais, Perek Hamishi, Daf Kuf Ayin Tef. So we just talked about the importance, the heter. He just talked about the heter of making a siyog in the Torah, going lefnim mishuras hadin. We talked about doing chesed. We explained it both according to the Chafetz Chaim, that the Gemaras that he quotes about doing chesed is talking about by going beyond the technical obligation to do chesed. You're going beyond that. But his main theme now is that, as important as Masoira is, and if something, as important as it is to stick to the guidelines of the Pesach Torah and not to deviate from them, but that doesn't apply to being more machmir, like with the Mishuras Hadin call it, or Asusiyot LaTorah. We can always get on as a safeguard. So we're at the, a little bit after the middle of the paragraph. The first words on the line is V'yomer Echad HaChasidim Mishena Osa V'Nadava Avchadosa Lukiyen. The Mishmeres is really very, very necessary. It's not a frumkeit, but experience shows that if you don't make a geder, if you don't make a fence, if you don't make a shmira, then ultimately, but sometimes pretty quickly, you're pogeya in the gufa inyan. Pogeya in the gufa inyan. So on one hand, Misha also ain't also been a dada of chavasa lokiyah. If you don't, he looks at the siyogim as an adava. You're assering things, the Gemara says in Adorim, you're assering things that are really mutter, but you're doing it for the right reason. Like he said before, you're not doing it out of an emotional need, you're not doing it, you realize its place as a drabonim, let's say, not as a diaraisa. But if you don't do it, and you think it's not necessary, and you make light of it, av chavasalo kiyein. Meaning, because eventually you'll be pergei and the cholva. However, the ein hanadavim is kabelis ala la'achar milu yacholva. Don't, you know, you can't ignore or neglect the fulfillment of what you're obligated to do, and we talked about this also, that, you know, sometimes people tend to get caught up with the outer trappings of their chiyuv, with the things surrounding it, with the hachana, the tefillah, and then the tefillah itself, they don't spend enough time on. They all took it out from their hachanas. That's this, the nein hanadavim is kabelas alal achar miloi hachoiva. So you have to play that game, you have to realize that dichotomy. On one hand, you have to realize that the choiva comes first, on the other hand, you have to set up these siyogim in order not to be pogeya in the chol. V'hinei hirshu lanu esos. That's what he's coming to say. That the early Adoiris led the way in this. Sometimes they just said it's mutter. V'av chivunu. They themselves made siyogim. So when we make siyogim, it's not like, oh, how come you're asking it? The early Adoiris didn't ask it because the early Adoiris had their own siyogim. So they instituted siyogim, and they're really the source that we have for making siyogim. So this is an old story already. The particulars might change in every door. The particulars might change based on circumstances. But the early adults also did it. Sometimes they allowed it, sometimes they obligated it. L'hisnadei b'toysefes ala choyba. V'goin omrom, Meisifin Meichayla LaKoidish. It's interesting how he keeps flitting back and forth between a siyog and something that's like Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Conceptually, it's the same. It's like to me, it's like, I think of it as like a general plug for the spirit of the law. And that's the idea of the siyog also. I don't know if he's talking about, a siyog that's, you're expanding because of the spirit of the law, so you're expanding the technical Yisurim in order not to be pogeya in the Yisur itself. So that's a siyog. It's also called an adava. So you have, for example, Meisifim Mechayel al HaKadosh. What? Some of the things he mentions are, yeah, I guess they're all Drabbanim, so I guess he holds Drabbanim. And he looks at it like a siyag. That's another thing. In other words, you would really look at it as Poshit a mitzvah to be Moises. But apparently he looks at it as the mitzvah to be Moises, as a siyag. You're doing it so as not to be pregeya b'kodesh itself. So you're eating chayil l'kodesh in order not to. It's not this b'tzom b'yom, fasting. I guess it's probably a reference to the Gemara that fasting in its place is a good thing. It's not a nadama, a tainus nadama. You understand if to fast. So actually, there's theories in the Gemara about that also. If nikra kadosh or nikra rosha. He's going now on the tzad that if it's truly an adobo, if it's coming from the right place, is that before it's not being done for the wrong reasons, then it's a good thing.
Did they need to start the fast earlier?
I doubt it.
Nope,
we're learning this one. And the way he translated, I doubt it means that. And then the idea of the siyog would be it's a siyog to curb your tivus. It's a siyog to curb being involved in Olam Hazeh. And when the Gemara talks about sitting the tivus, it's usually for that reason. The nadava of the tivus is to put a brake on your gashmiyistic urges. Ubitfila, that's like, again, there's a concept of tfilas nadava. So yeah, that's the same idea that you're adding because you're being machter, you're being misnadev avoided to the Rebbeinu Shalom. If it's tzedakah, you give more tzedakah than your technical chiyuv. Umanias ha'hagzama b'maysoros min ha'echal hamuter. This is like the idea of kedoshim tiyu. So again, what's the kind of siyog? Even the way the Ramban understands kadosh and tiyu. So I think all these things really mesh together. The idea of the spirit of the law, the idea of practicing self-control, the idea of the siyog. It all really is chozer on the kuda achas. And that is that you're being more machmir because you don't want to be pegeya in the thing itself. So sometimes it takes the form of what we know as a siyog. More, and he's saying this idea of kedoshim tiyu. It's a siyog in that sense, that the purpose of it is, even though it's Torah driven, but the purpose of it is to curb your self control, and like, so you shouldn't come to eat chazer. In a sense, it's that kind of a siyog, in a more conceptual sense. You know, you shouldn't, if you have unbridled self control, so you'll end up being pergeya b'yisurim. So let's take a step back and even fast. Or don't eat even too much from my soros from Aichel Hamutar. And then you'll be practicing your self control. So when you really need it, it'll be exercised and you'll be able to utilize it. There's Hiru Mili Shava B'Shem Hashem Yisroim Nandi Yisadar Vavavish Nishma Boit Zaydek. It's certainly the Rabbanan not to take a Shvuah, even if it's Al HaEmes. Again, mechashash that you'll be nishba l'sheker once. Umalahar goes dvorim from talking too much. Vafal pishayim bohem sheker. That's one of the Chavit Halavos' big things, that the less you talk, the better off you are. But here he says it on his list of siyogim, again, that you shouldn't come to talk Lashon Hara. No, he's looking at it not as a value in and of itself, but he's saying just as a gather for Lashon Hara, as a siyog or sheker. Talking about people, and that's part of the Harbos Dvarim. Just talking about current events, what's going on, even the stock market, even though there's no Lashon Hara, but you talk too much and you end up saying something about somebody. And it goes even further to exaggerate or to emphasize or to talk a lot about someone's praises. Aval pishu roilo, he certainly deserves the accolades, but it's better to refrain from it, so that, because someone's going to end up saying, "Oh yeah, he's not that good," and saying Lashon Hara mamash. So therefore, this is one of the siyagim. Melahagzim begnus the zilzul osam she'ena mekaimim chovosam, to refrain from. This is all part of Malaharba's Dvarim. To refrain also from the Gnus, the Zulzul, also Shaina Makainam Chavasim. That will be Shain Ruim Lakath. But he doesn't have to talk about everybody, and he holds his tongue, even from talking in the Gnus of those that would deserve it. But if it is, I guess if there's no real accomplishment, he doesn't really see, just to talk. And to have that as a topic, and he thinks he's safe, so better to be quiet, better not to talk at all. So this is just a few sprinklings of examples where you're going to work outside the letter of the law, and you're going to expand it, and you're going to make your own siyogim, so that, and the purpose is, again, you always have to keep in mind, because we're not making the diaraisa. We're not adding to the Torah Chas Shalom. We're just making the siyog. So what's the authorization to make a siyog? I assume Mishmer is the Mishmer. So he's within his realm in doing so. And then you can make up your own. These are the ones Chazal made. So he's following their lead. But then a person can make himself up any number of siyogim that'll keep him from, if he sees he's nipshel in something. So he has to figure out what behavior triggers it. And then he has to avoid that behavior. He has to make the siyon. He knows he talks Lashon Hara like in a certain setting always. So he has to avoid that setting. That he shouldn't be okay on the Lashon Hara. This is what he's talking about. And that is called Asusiyon Torah, and our forefathers did it, although maybe not in the form that we feel is necessary to do, but that's why we can do it as well. We continue. Now he goes back to the enticements of the Yetzirah. He talked about way back when, at the end of Shar Dalet, like different general approaches the Yetzirah has. So for Roy, it's appropriate to inform an achelik hasheni dugmos. We'll give examples of the second chelik where the Yetzirah tries to convince the person that he doesn't have to be so involved in avodas Hashem, but he has to get more involved in this world. He can't just let things slide. He has to get involved in it. Avodas Elokim doesn't have to be so all encompassing. That's how he starts. He tries to lure the person into that. So, v'roish in avorman achelak hasheni dugmos, it's appropriate and proper that I should sit here now and give examples and really detail the enticements of the Yetzirah. K'dei lahakish lahem, and I'll tell you exactly what he says and what you should answer. So that, if I tell you the chochom v'yachkamod, you'll be able to compare things and you'll be able to compare it to other things, other situations you're in. Vizorho of the Mehem Bezos Hashem. You be careful, Kashi, you do him low. Lefi she'en sug misuge hatov, she'en lo mako hamash chisoso. You hear, he says there's no such thing, there's no such thing as perfection. As soon as you reach perfection, it's all downhill here on in. Everything has a koach hara. Everything has a koach hara. Satan, Yetzirah, Malach HaMavis. Everything has something that's trying to stop it. That force in the universe. So everything is has a the cheshbon for everything, the receiver for everything. It has its Achilles heel. It has its thing where it could be where there's an attempt to attack it and to turn it over. If I give you examples and I detail the problems which come, the thoughts that the Yetzirah sends, so you'll be forewarned as forearmed, and you'll make your own tushdels, you say, he says that. And you start thinking straight, so then you'll be able to straighten out a lot of things. But if you don't, he's being almost apologetic here for detailing in such detail the enticements of the Yetzirah. Maybe he's afraid you'll hear it from him. You'll learn it here. You go, hey, that's a good point. I had a rabbi once when I was young. So we learned Navi with him, and I remember he was a little too detailed in different types of Yetzaharas, and it was in the Navi, but people felt he was explaining a little too well. So the Chabad here is also, if I tell you exactly what I'm talking about, then I'll be guilty of it also. But the Chavis HaLovis is being apologetic a little, and he's like, you see he is. And he says, I'm going to go like detail what's what you should, like, I'm telling you what the Yetzirah says, but maybe you like the Kasha better than the Teretz, and I've handed you a primer on why you should slacken in your Avodas Hashem, and you'll read them, and you'll get, you'll say, hey, wait a second. That's a darn good kasher. That's a darn good svara. So he says, it's a danger, but he's explaining. Because you have to know how the Yetzirah works. Because if you just go in there, lefi tumoscha, and this is almost, I feel like the Chansalvavas l'shitasa almost, where the whole sefer is really, the Chansalvavas, in many different ways, from many different angles, always holds that a person should be intellectually armed and should be ready and should ask kashas and demand terutzin. And that's his whole mahalach. So here also that's really his mahalach. He's saying you walk in there like a tomim, whereas other rishonim might hold that you should have a more simplified approach to emunah and to bitachon and to Avodas Hashem. You know, you just do what you gotta do. It's like a very simple, not complicated approach to life and to Avodas Hashem. But he says it's not like that. He says if you go like that, you're gonna really get messed up. Because you won't be prepared for anything. And the Yetzirah is always there, trying, probing, attempting. And if you're not steeled and ready, and you don't know, and you don't recognize, like, oh, that time, oh, so this is the counterpoint to it. So if you're just unaware, so you're going to end up really fooling the path. So if you know and you see a little of mahalach, so then you'll extrapolate, you'll make your own tushdels, and then you'll be able to build on that. You'll be a stronger person. If you know, if you know what's going on, and you, like the difference in a yeshiva, like if you have a mashgiach that's like totally removed from chet. He's not the best, he's not a good mashgiach. I mean, in my opinion, he's not a good mashgiach for the boys. The boys look at him as someone from a different world that doesn't know, like, the, you know, he's not on the boys, he doesn't know the messianists they undergo. So, you know, he can't. It's hard for him to get a message across. But if he's there, and he can tell the boy what's going on in his mind, and why I know it's so difficult because of X, Y, Z, and you got to think, and maybe this is an etzah, and maybe you can do this, then the person is mischazik from that. He's strong, so he doesn't have to. So maybe he should be worried that he'll get some unsuspecting kid and he'll plant ideas in his head by telling him what he's going through. So the mother says, that's a risk I have to take. I have to take that risk because the alternative is much worse. To just have, like, I'm calling it a tmimus. Obviously, the mother wouldn't give it such a nice word. But if you just go in there with a tmimus and you're not, like, wily, and you're not aware of all the different things that could be going on, so you just, it's going to be worse. But Chaymi Shomer, Allah, finally, have to go on. I'm a Sidimus of Meissen, Ye Eshelo Yoser, Lee Shomer Mehen. But Umisha Eni Yodekim, I told Levado, I hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil. Lo Yuzukak, Lo Mimenu Dover, Machmas Roiv, he's going to end up with nothing. He's going to get so blown away when the Shainas come. That's what he's saying. He's going to get so blown away when the Shainas come. He's not toughened. Everything's going swimmingly well, smooth. See, then an assignment comes, you're going to, like, collapse. So I have to tell you the assignments that go on, because that's what I was saying. I'm forced. I have to tell you, because that's going to make you stronger. You'll be able to reinforce your defenses. And you'll be toughened. And the top of Daf Kufpei, the first line, for your echad hachasidim, oimel the talmidim, lundu a sarat chila. First learn what you're not supposed to do. And sur meirat comes first, the day shetisrach mumimenu. First learn, and figure out how to stay away from the ra. And then, v'chein lundu a satova, asu also. K'mamer ha'kosuf, niru lochem nir. You first plow the field, getting rid of the thorns and the stuff that shouldn't be there, the weeds. Baal tizru el kotzen, and don't plant. And then, so if you're not toughened, and you're not, and so it's like you're planting, and there's so many weeds there. It's like you can learn of the Sol Salanta, about the kaychas ha-nefesh of a person, and you say, wow, I didn't know. It does. It's a danger. It teaches you things. It has that danger. It teaches you things that you could think wouldn't have occurred to you. Say, hey, Taka. The descriptions. But the Chazalom says he has to run that risk. Because you have to learn the beard and know the kaychas ha-nefesh that leads you into doing ra. You have to know your kaifas and nefesh, the animalistic side of you. You have to know it and study it and be aware of how it comes with seemingly good kindness and it tries to get you involved. And then you have to be oikerit about it. So that's nir lachem there. First you plow and get rid of the thorns, and then, well, otherwise, v'al tizrael akotzen. Don't plant by thorns, nothing can come out of it. Now he has another Gemara, also a famous Gemara, Vam Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai Alam Mirmos, where Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai went through different cases, talks about different cases of different ways that different businesses can cheat their customers. And he asks various shilas about those methodologies of teaching. But before he started, he said, Vam Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, or maybe after he finished, he said, Alam Mirmos, the deceptions, as to the Ramos, the Midas, and the Mishkalim, and he has a whole list of them. Putting in face, putting into the mishkan on one side, filling up the insides with dirt so that it's not an even balance. Different ways of forgeries. So he says, Oilium Oimar, Oilium Oimar. That's his famous statement. And what should I do? Im Oimar, Shelmi Yimadu Amarmon. They'll learn from me what to do, either Rabba. But Im Lo Omar, Shemi Yomur Haramoim, Ain't Tambi de Chachamim Bekiim Bemaisu Yodainu. Either it might mean that Tambi de Chachamim don't know how bad it is. Or it means the Poshup Shad, they don't know what we're doing, so then they'll just increase their numbers and they'll keep doing it and they'll do it more and more. So Vachakach Shalu, then the Gemara says, "Nu, what did he decide? Amar and Alay Amar." For Anu Al Kach, so you learn the Gemara and you smile and you go, "Bite them." The fact that the same, the Gemara is teaching us a very big decider. It's teaching us a decider that you have to talk about these things. You have to. Maybe it's like an inoculation. Sometimes it's kind of dangerous. Sometimes you give somebody ideas, thoughts. So he's saying it's like an inoculation. You have to do it, and that'll ultimately be the protection when you really have an assignment. But if you don't inoculate yourself, so then you're much more susceptible to the germs. And when it comes, it's like you're blown away. You don't know what hit you. And that's what he said. So according to the famous Halvados of Yechon, then Zakkai decided, like a psak halacha. Amoron, he did say over the cases, umehaikra Amoron, and he based what he was doing on the following pasuk. He ishar, umehaikra means he based it on this following pasuk. Ki yishar and darkei Hashem, the tzaddikim yelchu bam uposhim yikoshlu bam. So you see, there's something that we don't care if. There's something going on, Yisharim Darkei Hashem. So the Sadiqim Yelchubam, they're learning it as a limud, and they're learning it as to learn what steps to take to prevent it. So that's the Sadiqim Yelchubam. But Enechanami, there's a danger, somewhat of a danger, of Gufa falling into it. Being exposed to evil, and maybe you're not ready for it. So, there's such a thing can be going on. Where there's a Darkei Hashem, where the Tzaddik Gemad Rabbi use it and build on it, and the Rishon Takan Ofel. But you do it, because you have to teach, you have to educate, you have to make everybody ready. If some people fall, that's just not. Poshlim Yikoshlim, I guess that's the teretz also. It's not like innocent people are going to be nichshal. Maybe it has to do with the famous Abu Chaman, right? Poshlim Nichshalim, because they want to be nichshal. Because they want to have an open field to them. So, maybe that's the chat. Because it's already called Poshlim. But why are you calling it Poshlim before Yikoshlim? Why are they Poshlim? Teretz is, it's people who are already Poshlim. Their hearts are not in the right place. So they're Yikoshlu. That's a terrible comment. They want to have Hefkerus, Hefkerus Nicholai. So they'll blame it on. They'll blame it on that they were chased away. But it's supposed to be Yikoshlu many times. And therefore, it's Kedai to teach and inoculate against the Hefkerus and the Ra and the Gashmius, and you don't have to be afraid. Adrabah, you're giving people a glimpse of what they have no access to. And maybe you should keep them in their ignorance. See, because all of us holds no. But this is the only way to inoculate yourself is to know it and to plan how to combat it and to strengthen yourself and guard against it. Okay.